Hi, everybody. Before we get into the funny ha-has, I'd like to say something in light of the recent goings-on in Charlottesville. I would like to reiterate to everybody that is in, like, dumbfounded horror as I am. The country that made those people that did that atrocity also is the same country that made everybody else. And it can be really easy to look on social media or look at news and think that everything's falling apart when it's not actually falling apart. There are far more people that are decent, hardworking, not racist, not homophobic, average people. And in my honest opinion, what you're actually seeing is the death throes of this sort of culture. I have no idea if that is actually true, but I do know that there are far more people that don't think like that than do. And with that, here's the show.
You are now listening to the sounds of the 410 Gaming Podcast.
So you think it's a game? I ain't playing with you. Hit them with the stick work.
Yeah, I'm a gamer. On the battlefront, I'm like Vader. Ever since GoldenEye 007, I was using proximity mines with Trevelyan. Fruit Ninja, quick to split your melon. On the run, GTA, five-star felon. Where to get the money for these games? No selling.
All right, here we are again in the dungeon of the 410. This is episode 124. I'm your boy, Jackie Fingers. This episode brought to you proudly by Billy Ray Ransom and the 410 crew. We're going to get it going.
Dak.
Kevin.
Matt.
And we got some shit to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
This just, the overarching theme that we'll be discussing just bugs me. It physically causes me pain.
It's not a new topic, though.
I know.
Unfortunately.
It's not.
But And the shitty part is, I'm okay with its existence. It's the implementation that is either one extreme or the other.
I'm really glad you probably should have, just on his paper, just put Ubisoft, just to make the rage a little more.
They're all guilty. So, let's just go at it. So, today, we are going to talk about microtransactions. And I don't blame you if you stop listening right now. I hope you don't. Hope you don't.
No. Do I actually have to talk about it? Can I just leave? No,
please listen, because Jack's going to blow a gasket here in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, if you're one of the listeners that likes to listen to me just lose my shit, you're going to love this show.
But I think this is a general concern, especially with what I've seen from a couple of guys in the community. This was something that we definitely need to tackle. We should have tackled it last week, but timing. And yeah. I was hoping that this week would be open, and it wound up working.
We've tackled it several times.
We actually talked about it on the old CGL.
Yeah, and we talked about it on this show, too, once or twice. So what brought this up currently is the news that...
Shadow of War.
Yeah, I know. What's the...
Warner Brother?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
What is it? Is it Middle Earth, Shadow of War?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I couldn't remember if it was Lord of the Rings, Middle-Earth, Shadow of War, or just Middle-Earth, Shadow of War.
New Lord of the Rings game.
New Lord of the Rings game.
Everybody,
yeah.
All right, so Shadow of War releases this fall.
There's one guy. What's Lord of the Rings? Shut the fuck up. Get out.
We're not too far off from the launch, actually.
Yeah, October it was supposed 10th. To be. It sucks. It was supposed to be in a week or two, but...
Yeah, I was going to say it was supposed to be this month, yeah. But...
Well,
but they had to extend it for
microtransactions.
Yeah.
They had to push it back to put the microtransactions in so they can afford
it fucking makes
to put the
wonder.
Game out.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so Shadow of War will receive microtransactions in the single-player content, single-player realm.
To my knowledge, there is no multiplayer in this
no.
at all.
No.
No, there
This
all...
is only a single-player
it's
game.
It's not entirely true. They have those things like forward operating bases in Metal Gear 5 that you can set up the bases with your things and open them up to attack by other players, but you're not actually playing against
That's not multiplayer
person.
To me, really. Because yeah. like you could make the stretch that the previous game had
The Nemesis system.
The Vendetta missions yeah. that it's like my friend Josh, like he died like the other week when I was playing it, and it said like, go avenge, you know, mm-hmm. his gamer tag.
Yeah, so when
that's not actually multiplayer. Right.
When it's not online competitive, you're fighting against other people, but there are bonuses that you will get that will affect playing against other people, even if it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's get into the meat here. The internet is quite divided on this topic.
Are they?
After it's...
I think they're divided on purchase. I don't think they're divided on the argument.
Yeah.
Well, I would say they're more divided on the necessity. And I'll state my case on that in a little bit. WB introduced an in-game store called The Market, which allows players in Shadow of War to purchase a variety of loot and boosts using gold or Mirian. Excuse me. The market lets players purchase loot chests, war chests, XP boosts, and bundles. The chests contain weapons and armor as well as XP boosts so players can level up Talion more quickly. War chests are going to produce orc followers of varying rarity as well as training orders that facilitate level ups and customization, and bundles will package together various items together at a quote-unquote great value. This is the part where I'm okay mm-hmm. with its existence. Mirian is acquired exclusively by performing in-game actions, such as defeating treasure orcs, finding it in a stash, or by destroying various types of gear
yeah, I
and
believe
orc followers.
That was, for me, recently playing the last game, that was one of the things that you used to upgrade. Like, you had two skill trees.
Right? Yeah.
One of the skill trees used just that. The other one was just XP.
Right. Okay. Higher level loot chests, war chests, boosts, and bundles are available only by purchasing those items in the market with gold, which you can purchase with real world money on the PlayStation Store, the Xbox Marketplace, or on Steam.
Well, not
with your wallet
funds. Silver in another game.
Exactly.
Sorry. I gotta get all of them I can.
Gold is also available in quote-unquote small amounts at specific points within the campaign as a reward for participating in community challenges. Real quick side note on that. I think community challenges are bullshit.
Okay.
So you don't like the ones in Destiny either?
I don't like the Destiny ones. Well, they're not really community challenges. Those are all set forth by Bungie.
Yeah, fuck them Nightfalls.
Hitman had community challenges.
No, I'm talking about like the random events which involve people in the community to play, which are basically this.
They weren't really community challenges either.
I told you I'm getting all of them back in.
You got another month.
Yeah.
Now, here's the shit part. Here's where people are getting pissed off, and I can understand why.
Okay.
So, we were just told in this informational section here that both Mirian and Gold are obtainable in-game just by playing.
Right.
Now, it did somewhat very vaguely say playing what parts of the game to obtain these things, but we all fucking know. We'll make another Destiny reference. If you wanted raid gear, the most powerful gear in the game, you had to play the raid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The year 3 Icebreaker, you have to play the Nightfall.
Right.
And you have to complete the bounty. Otherwise, you have no chance of getting it. If you do complete the bounty in the Nightfall, there's no guarantee you get it. It's a random drop. So I have no doubt it's going to be the same situation. Gold is going to be much rarer than Mirian in the game, and you're going to have to do certain things that are probably difficult to obtain this gold, and they're not going to give you a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
Now, this is a quote from the development team.
They'll give you, like, just enough
yeah.
where you
So you can buy one
have,
thing.
Yeah.
Gold does not give you any advantage over players. Okay, that part's true. Gold is just a currency. The developer explains, a player who invests enough time can progress the same amount and have access to the same content as a player who purchases gold. Gold is not required to progress or advance in the game at all. Now, I get it. I get it completely. Mm-hmm. The difference being, this is not a multiplayer game. This is not a PvP game. So, just because this person wants to spend $30 of their own money to purchase gold to buy the higher level loot.
The chance, if I'm not mistaken. Like, yeah, you can't just go in and buy loot. If I'm not mistaken, it's...
Yeah, it's not it, like it's this armor set is $5.
It's like what you saw in that Fortnite with the llamas.
Yeah, there. When you open the chest, it's a random drop.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that you could straight up buy is like XP, I think.
It's not guaranteed right. That you're going to get the item that you're seeking when you buy this chest.
Maybe. I don't know if that's...
And there's some other bundles. Yeah, some of this is still kind of unclear.
From a press release from WB, it says, no content in the game is gated by gold. All content can be acquired naturally through normal gameplay. Again, what constitutes normal gameplay? What I could imagine that being PR speak for is, the content that's available to you in the game will produce gold, but only certain content available to you in the game, and it's going to be difficult content, and it's going to be shit that's going to take you a long time, and you're going to have decent gear to do it in the first place. Now, again, going back to my point, it does not give you an advantage over other players. Well, that's fucking obvious because you're not playing against any other players.
Exactly.
It can't give you an advantage because there's no one else to take advantage of. It's all about your experience in playing the game.
I mean, do you think maybe that they're... Oh, man. God.
I still think they're...
I feel disgusted even trying to, like, you know, like...
Justify?
Well, to try to, like, see it from their point of view. Oh, man, I had a really bad political joke. I won't say it. It's not that shit. But, like, do you think that they mean that gold won't... Like, say, like, theoretically speaking, you couldn't buy gold. I couldn't spend $30 on gold to overtake my Nemesis system so I don't have to do all the hard work. Like, do you think that they're meaning player in that respect?
No, I literally think they're meaning in that forward operating base mode, because even though you're not literally playing against the other people, if you pay extra money and get these random loot drops that have these better followers in there, you can stack your deck early and then no one's going to be able to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling they're referring to the fact that just because you do that, you're not going to walk out at a level one and have epic rarity followers in your base. You may have one.
Somebody can't spend $60 on the game, another $60 on fucking loot, and then all of a sudden
be unstoppable.
Have a base that nobody can fuck with.
But they can.
No. See,
theoretically, they could. If they could buy the base game and then spend $60, $80, $100 on gold,
this is like
buy as many chests as they want, and be lucky enough to get fucking badass drops.
The thing that I think... I'm not saying that microtransactions are great and that they should keep them by any means. But in the same respect, this is one of those situations that, as much as people need to be up in arms about it to a certain extent, maybe need to dial it back and follow Dax wait and see a little bit. Because all they're saying is it's going to be in there. They're not saying...
That's a box quote.
They're not saying that, you know, the people that don't pay it are going to have such a hard time to earn that other currency to buy the same stuff. It might be something that they give that shit out like candy.
Well,
like, I mean,
we have to see how grindy it is.
And see,
that's where I'm at.
That kind of that brings me to my actual, like, overall main point on this. This just reminds me of, and some people might not know what I'm talking about, but this reminds me of older games that had shit in it that you never knew about. And you wouldn't know about unless you stumbled upon it. And even though there were magazines out there that offered tips and tricks on games and sometimes cheat codes.
I really hate to do this. You mean like Destiny's expansion packs?
No.
Okay. I just want
to...
You don't hate to do that.
No, I...
Just like...
No, he does.
Just like...
I wouldn't.
Just like those magazines that had the tips and tricks and like the cheat codes you could enter into the menus.
Yeah.
That's what this gold shit is.
It's paying for cheats.
It's paying for cheats. And in my personal experience, I never liked using cheats on a game my first go through.
Now, I think somebody, I don't know if maybe it was, I'll say it was our Facebook page, but so I saw that somewhere where essentially they were equating microtransactions nowadays to the modern day game genie.
I feel like I've read or heard that.
And look, in that respect, no problem with it. Mm-hmm. My problem with it is, and I'll equate this to a really fucking weird game right now that I play on my phone just to do it. I play Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Okay.
I was like late to the game. It was one of the things I just like playing it, you know, while I'm at work. And, you know, every time you start it, oh, buy this plant for $6 or buy this for this much or buy these diamonds or all this gold. And you don't have to do any of that shit. You can play the game and like it's harder, but you can play it. And that's the whole point is that you're playing a game anyway. And if some stupid ass kid wants to, you know, spend 8 hours on a game instead of 40 because he didn't buy it and his mom's going to give him $50, so be it. My problem with it is, I say, like, right now I'm to the point in Plants vs. Zombies 2 where it's almost impossible for me to actually finish the game if I don't buy things. You know, you're only allowed to get 3 pinatas a day, so, like, that's, like, 3 chances to, like, upgrade your equipment, like, or upgrade your plants. There are things that are like, oh, well, you know, like, they'll even do things where, here, test this plant out for free, and they'll send you to a fucking game that they that you're stuck on, like, one of the maps that you're, like, one of the days in the map that you're stuck on, and they'll show you how easy it is to beat that if you just buy this plant for $6, and that's what I worry about with this, where the gold, 85% of the game, it'll just be a playthrough, and you can be like, yeah, I'm you know, you're totally on board with option one, where you're like, if these stupid kids want to spend money, go let them. I don't need to. And then you'll get to the last 15%, and then it'll be like, wait a second. I can't actually do this without grinding for a, like, you know, for another 30 hours to do one thing. That is, I think, where most of our problems in microtransactions lie. It's not necessarily that we give a shit that somebody's going to misuse it and just, you know, waste, like, screw up their play experience. Mm-hmm. It's that microtransactions are going to keep us from having the play experience that we've always known.
Yeah.
See, on mobile, I totally agree with you. But we've had a decent amount now of games that have come out on console, and not just this, other free games that have nothing but microtransactions on them, and they're more apt to be locking you behind a paywall to progress. But most of the full price games that we buy, whether it's multiplayer or not, that have microtransactions in some way, to my knowledge, I haven't played all of them, obviously, but to my knowledge, you haven't had anything literally gate you like you do on mobile, because mobile is, there's so much out there that everybody's giving it away dirt cheap, whether it's free or it's a dollar. It's the only way for them to make money is to put that. Do I agree with it? No, but it's literally like the only way for them to make money is to make the levels so hard, or there's puzzle games where
is freaking free.
You got to have to keep playing. You got to keep playing until you get the good random draw of how that level's going to play out, or else you're never getting through it. And it could take you 3 weeks playing that one level until your lives run out to try to figure it out. But that's on that mobile platform where we're not sitting there playing that all the time.
And the mobile platform also serves a different customer.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they're less savvier than gamers, but gamers
have
been dealing with this. Yeah. I have to agree a little bit.
They're not the gamers in the same sense we are.
No, we've seen this type of stuff before, whereas they're used to playing mobile games with those rules.
Yeah.
And some of them have never spent any money, and there's some of them that have no problem throwing $5, $10, $20, $60 into it.
Yep.
It's like, I don't necessarily have a problem with them throwing microtransactions in even single-player games. If somebody wants to purchase that, give them the right to purchase it. It's like it's like Matt and his Battlefield games, or at least Battlefield 1. I don't know if they did this, but in Battlefield 4, like, the game was out for a year, And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, here's your class kits. Go ahead and give us $10 and we'll unlock everything for you.
They had in Battlefield 1, they had that from almost the get-go, I think. Yeah. Like, because I almost considered doing it with the sniper, the scout class, where I was like, I'll never get all the shit. And then I realized, I don't fucking play that class anyway. Like, what do I care?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know.
So, I mean, as long as it doesn't impede the game, but I think it would be a lot harder to pull the wool over gamers' eyes that are on an Xbox, a PlayStation, or even a Nintendo, and put microtransactions in there to the point where you're going to get to level 3 or 5, whatever it is, whatever type of game it is, and it's so impossible that you need to spend money to do it.
And I think, but on the flip side of that, though, I think that the reason that this is getting news is because of who it's coming from.
That's my only concern.
If anyone was to be as brazen to try it, it will be WB. You know as well as I do how bad they fucked us out of the season pass for Dark Knight, or for Arkham Knight. Like, that is really my worry. And I'm not saying that, like, I wasn't pissed off when Destiny came out with Silver. I thought that was cheap, too. But that was cheap for a different reason. That was cheap because I spent, you know, hundreds of hours in a game that somebody could spend $40 and just be where I was.
Well, see, that's the thing. The Destiny Spark of Light, they gave everybody one in the last two expansions. If you wanted to buy another one, I'm not sure you could even buy another one.
I think you could when the DLCs first came out.
Yeah. Okay.
But after a while, they went away.
So, but really, the whole purpose of that was to put your character at max level so you could play all the content. So you could play the Nightfalls and the Heroic Strikes and play the raid with your friends. It didn't necessarily give you better gear.
No.
It just expedited the process of your leveling up.
So you could get to your friends fast.
Right.
Yeah because they wanted everybody
to play together.
New players could jump in at any time and be right with everybody else.
With the rest of the silver system in Destiny, it was all cosmetics.
It was like emotes.
That's all it was. Yeah. It was emotes, sparrows for the racing league, sparrow skins, and then if you wanted to, you could buy the ornaments for the exotic weapons. All that shit all that shit was also programmed into the RNG to drop as a reward. I've gotten a whole fuck ton of them.
You just saw last week, I got 2015 emotes.
Yeah. Now, that's recent, but when the ornaments first came out,
no, I know.
They were part of the drops. Yeah. I've been sitting on silver dust for the longest fucking time, and I just started playing Destiny again recently. I went in and I bought one of the exotic ornaments.
Man, still never got my fucking, my Titan skirt. It pisses me off to this day, man.
Well, that ornament...
We'll get it for you next month.
That ornament
shit makes me so mad. I played fucking Vault of Glass so many goddamn times.
That ornament gives me no advantage.
No.
Over the other players in the game, and that's the type of microtransactions I don't have a problem with.
That's the way it should be done in a multiplayer game. Mm-hmm.
That's it. The content that's available to purchase with real world money should not be content that's also, like it's loot based stuff.
Yeah.
Weapons or gear that you would otherwise have to hopefully unlock by completing a more than likely difficult task. That's the line you have to draw.
Not to cut you off, but I want to get this clear first. I hate the excuse that they have enough money. I'm sorry to say, like, I don't like, because I'll hear a gamer say, well, it's fucking Activision. They have enough money. They're in a fucking business to make as much money as possible. To limit them, take that out of a game so that I don't have to see it because they make enough money is really foolish to me.
Oh, yeah, because that's a real, like, communist view of everything where it's like, wait, why do you dictate what? Because you're not the CEO of Warner Brothers that you don't think that, like...
That argument is so closed-minded. It's ridiculous.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to cut you off, but while I was on the tip of my tongue, I was like, let me get that out there.
I'm on the same page as you with that. When it comes down to people complaining about microtransactions existing in games, there's a very simple solution. Don't buy them.
Mm-hmm. That comes with a weird dichotomy of You know, the player base has a choice. This game could come out and en masse, we as gamers could decide we don't like this. This is where we draw the line. We're not buying it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Warner Brothers is like, fuck, that didn't work. We got so much bad press, we'll never put microtransactions into a game again. At the same time, they'll say, well, it could be microtransactions, but just to be sure, we'll never come out with another fucking Shadow of Mordor game either, because we don't trust that it's not that, too. So you either have to be okay with microtransactions or be okay risking losing a series that you actually like
playing. I'm not going to say this has anything to do with it, but do you guys remember? Remember I brought it up. We talked about this on CGL. Do you guys remember what game we were talking about? We were talking about Tiger Woods 2013. They did it. We were talking about a play-to-win strategy that EA had put into play.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot our stance on it, but I want to say the way it was worded was basically this person A may have plenty of time to put all the time in the world to play Tiger Woods the way it's supposed to be played. This mm-hmm. person may have a kid, may have a family, and may not have the time to do that. So if he wants to pay money
to be up,
fine.
Yeah, so be it.
The very next year, they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is right before the very next year's Tiger Woods, I think it was Dead Space 3 or Dead Space 2. That was released with microtransactions.
I think you're thinking about three.
It was three. We haven't seen Dead Space since then.
And I'm pretty sure that the conversation we had when that game came out was you probably had the opinion, and the rest of us were like, "Who the fuck plays Tiger Woods?"
Well, I mean, look, if it was the previous podcast you guys were all on, you guys always told me you were drunk anyway, so I'm sure you hated everything.
Not all the time.
No, Jack hated everything.
Yeah, I hated everything.
And he still does.
And I was drunk a good bit of time, too.
See, and he didn't even need alcohol to do that.
No.
No, what Matt just said, I agree.
Chill this motherfucker out.
I'm going to fall asleep.
I agree and disagree. I agree with the publisher saying, oh, the sales of this game were poor. Let's not make this game again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think for one second they'll consider their inclusion of microtransactions as a catalyst for people not buying the game.
I know.
They will immediately say that game,
it was the game
from this franchise did not sell. We are not making another one. They will not consider microtransactions as the problem.
Well, and that's the scarier future, because they'll get the microtransaction thing eventually, but how many game series will they have to kill off before they figure out it's not the game series, it's the microtransaction?
See,
because if there's another avenue for them to make money, they will always blame whatever else they can before they realize, oh shit, we got to get rid of this cash cow.
Well, see, as many people as are threatening to boycott this game just because of the microtransactions, not saying they're wrong. But this always happens when somebody comes out and does something. Yeah. The most infamous one was Modern Warfare 2. No dedicated servers. Everybody lost their shit. Signed petitions to say, we're not buying this game. You need to change it. And 99% of the people that signed that petition bought the game.
Yeah.
I don't think these companies are that stupid. Like, yes, I could see if the game didn't sell at all, like didn't even chart, that they would kill the game.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't get to be where they are by overlooking things that are right in front of their face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they sell millions of dollars worth of copies of this game, which, not going to lie, they're going to.
Yeah.
Whether it sells microtransactions or not, this game is going to sell. It's going
to
be big.
This is one of the big games of the
fall. They're going to see if people really hate the microtransactions that they're not going to get anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to get any extra money from it. They're still probably going to have DLC that you can buy later, too. Or a season pass. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it that far.
Look, if it's WB, they'll throw every fucking thing they can at it.
But the point remains that it's like, they're not throwing this in there to get everybody.
No, no, no.
These microtransactions are not in there to force you to be able to buy this gold, to buy loot boxes to progress the game. These microtransactions are in there for the people that will pay for it.
Oh, that's the way this works, because out of 100 people, 99 aren't going to do it, and the 100th person will spend $60 to $120.
Yeah. And that's just free money.
That's
And there was an interesting parallel that I remember from there's a page that I like. It's this dude that like makes guitar videos, like how to teach, you know, playing guitar and how to teach playing blues specifically. And he broke it down once on his website where he said, look, for every 50 people that just like my page, 5 people will buy something.
Exactly.
Of the 5 people that buy something, 1 guy of that 5 will buy everything that I do. So if I have 50 of those people, I don't have to work. Because that's what he had said. He made a big like thing a couple years ago where he had said, he's like, you know, I got to quit my job. Like, I got to quit my job and buy another house. I do this all the time. And I do this all the time because of the 1 guy in 50 that I am certain will buy everything that I make.
That's why we're not on Patreon.
Yeah.
We're looking at somebody out there. Thank you, guys.
So, I am going to say this, and people are going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Some people are going to agree with me, but
Jack's moment of the week.
There's only one way to do this. If you're going to have microtransactions in your game, there's only one way to do it. Those microtransactions have to be for items that are equally available in the game without an extra purchase. They can't be extremely rare loot or rare loot with a different variant. I'll use the example of like Icebreaker in Destiny. Let's say, as rare as the Icebreaker was, just to get it regularly, if Destiny introduced a microtransaction where you could buy an ARC version of the Icebreaker, that shit, that does not fly.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot lock your premium content behind a paywall when it's already locked behind an extremely rare chance to drop in the game for other people who don't have the money to spend. That's where it becomes unfair. In the realm of a single player game, it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. You can put whatever price on that content that you want, as long as that content is also available to players without an additional purchase.
Which, real quick, and we'll wrap it up, which to me is what it sounds like they're explaining.
That's exactly what it sounds like, but it also does sound like the rarity of the gold that you obtain in the game would make it very difficult for you to get as many items as someone who's willing to pay for them.
Well, that's why you'd use the other currency that you get more frequently.
You can't.
That's what it said. It uses 2 currencies.
The Mirian is only for certain items. The gold has to, the other items have to be purchased with gold.
One thing is for sure, I'll let you know in like 6 months.
Yep. Yeah.
Because,
not that long.
Because, well, it might take me 6 months of grinding to fucking.
Yeah.
I'll let you know exactly, you know, in the coming months, how locked everything is, because I still plan on buying it. Like,
yeah,
I want to play it. And what better excuse do I have than like, hey, I'm sorry, honey, I'm doing it for the show. You know, research. That's why I was going to say
Extra life.
I was going to say earlier, I like kind of wish that it's one of those instances where you wish you like won the lottery. Just so you could test the theory out. Not that you give a fuck, but right. Like just so you could be like, let me play this game straight. And then let me turn it off and then play the game again and just put $400 into gold just to see how fast it would be. But
the only problem with that is you're giving them $400 and the approval to include this type of shit in the game.
Yeah, I'm the one asshole.
But it's research.
What does he care? He won the lottery.
I'm pretty sure a group like IGN is going to do the same thing.
And look, everybody that wins the lottery just fucks all the small people anyway.
Yeah.
I'm a millionaire now. You live with my bad decisions.
Kiss my ring.
All right, well, we know that this is not the first game by far to include microtransactions. It's not going to be the last. I think we're going to get off the topic for now. But we would love to hear from everybody who's listening to our podcast. What do you think about microtransactions? Have you had an experience with microtransactions in one of the games that you really enjoyed that either soured it, made it better, or didn't affect you at all? give us your feedback. We want to hear from the community. We want to hear different perspectives because we only can draw from our own experiences, and it would be nice to bring something else from the outside. Are we taking a break, or are we going to keep on moving?
Take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and Billy Ray's going to have something nice for you to listen to. We'll be back on the other side with the answer to last week's burning question.
Billy Ray Ransom.
All right, Matt.
All righty.
Let's kick it off.
This week's Mystical Clay. I totally forgot what this was until I had a Jack moment. I was like, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
A major earthquake occurs in California. After the damage is assessed, workers discover a strange type of clay that was exposed by a fault line. Immediately, certain workers report a bizarre sensation. Merely touching the clay gives them a euphoric, almost sexual sense of well-being. They only need to touch it once to feel great forever. Remember, yeah, because that was they put their dick in it joke.
Yeah. Banging that clay.
Because of course they do. That's what I would do. Soon, thousands of people began flocking to the clay to experience it. About 1 in 4 people feel the euphoric effect, regardless of gender, age, or nationality. The rest of the populace feel nothing at all. Scientists who study the atomic structure of the clay realized this substance could also serve as the cleanest, most completely efficient fuel ever discovered. 1 pound of clay could power all of Los Angeles for 10 years. However, those who have been personally and spiritually affected by the clay implore the government not to pursue this avenue. They insist that using the clay as energy will destroy mankind's ability to feel joy. They cannot explain what this means, but they overwhelmingly and specifically suggest that this is literally all that will happen. In fact, many of them claim they will attempt to overthrow the U.S. government if the clay is misused in any way whatsoever. You are in the second term of your tenure as the President of the United States. The clay has no effect on you whatsoever. Would you support an initiative that allows 5% of the clay to be mined? I'll let everybody else go first.
I'll go. Yeah, I'd do it.
I think I have no choice.
I'd do it because basically the way you're describing these people, no offense, Matt, they're all fucking high.
No. They're not high. They come off like that. I mean, even it's even in the wording, like the spiritual experience mm-hmm. of euphoria. They're religious
cultists,
fanatics.
Cultists, yeah.
And to me, it seems like, though, even if I was affected in mm-hmm. any way, shape, or form, it seems like you do this, nothing else matters but that clay in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know if I want to live where slop in the ground is the only thing I care about. Like, well, I'd rather be the person that's not affected.
Yeah.
And use it to solve a world energy crisis.
Yeah. And look, you know, if we, first off, if we have it, right? Like, it didn't say anything in there about, you know, it was an earthquake on the San Andreas Fault. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the fault line in California. Nobody else has it.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that I would start an initiative to sell it off. Let the rest of the world, this is going to sound like really American, but like, let the rest of the world fight over fucking oil and figure out solar and wind. We're only talking about 5% of it.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I say mine fucking all of it. Not don't use all of it, mind you. You know, like, you don't have to, like, you know, everything's powered off of this forever, even though it seems like everything could be. How long is it really going to take scientists to synthesize it?
Yep.
I mean, 30 years? 50? If we mined 5% of what is there, and a pound of it could power Los Angeles is a city of 24 million people. To put that in perspective, the country of Australia also has 24 million people in it. Now, that says a bunch of things. It says, like, Australia doesn't have shit, and fucking there's a whole lot more people in Los Angeles should be.
Australia's got fucking spiders the size of a small car.
Yeah, they're fucked up. They got the, like, shitty end of the stick. But they, like, they're the prisoners from Britain that went there definitely got, like,
that's
fucked.
That's what happens when you commit crime.
Yeah. Like, our weirdos just came over here. Like, we're like, ah, all right. We'll kill these buffaloes over there in Australia. It was like the total opposite. It was like, everything kills you. But look, we're talking about a 5% mining operation. That's next to nothing. Secondly, the United States government doesn't respond to terrorists.
Yep.
When they say they're going to overthrow the government, it's an automatic lose if we cater to them. You have to mine it. This is going to sound fucked up again, but the government has to mine it just to prove that we don't fucking cater to terrorists.
Exactly.
Weirdly, there's actually kind of, minus the euphoric effect, there's actually a substance called thorium that would do this if the United States would put money into investing in it. But, like, you know, it's a rock. It's found everywhere. And they could run power, they could run nuclear power off of it, only it does the opposite of uranium. Not going to get into it. But just look it up for anybody
that cares.
Why does
that sound like an ore from a video game or something like that?
Well, no, because it was originally found in, I want to say it was found in Norway or Sweden at the turn of last century.
Oh, wow.
So because of that, it's thorium, like Thor the, you know.
Right.
Thor the Marvel comic hero. but like, so like I don't think that
I want Lokium.
Yeah, I don't think that you have a choice. I think that, like, the overwhelming majority of people, 3/4 of the population, wouldn't be affected by it at all. And you're not talking about mining 3/4 of it and leaving a quarter for the people that can feel it.
Exactly.
You're talking about mining 5% of it to potentially end our dependence on fossil fuel. It's a fucking no-brainer.
Yeah, I feel like this one's really not even tough. There's no reason to go the other way.
No.
There's no reason. Come on, Jack.
Okay.
Hook us
go
up.
Go the other way.
So, I was going to, actually. Until
surprise,
I thought
surprise.
About it just a little bit more. And it's not because if I were the president, I would succumb to, you know, terrorist demands. But I thought about it, and it says that they need to touch the clay once to feel that way forever. It doesn't say that it
takes... They have to keep reapplying.
It doesn't say that they have to keep touching it or keep, you know...
Put the lotion on the skin?
Right. It also does not say that...
Was she a great big fat person?
Fuck you.
It also does not say that upon touching the clay, that its power in that general area is removed or exhumed.
So weird.
I always manage to find them. I don't know how. It's not even intentional.
I'm not ticklish. Stop, man.
So theoretically, you could take this substance and make like a fucking school eraser size chunk of it.
Yeah.
Like a 2-inch by 1/2-inch chunk.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be all you need for anyone who feels the effect of it to feel the effect of it for the rest of their lives.
It's true, yeah.
That's all you would need.
And I mean, honestly, it did. I think, it said in there, like, you don't have to keep touching it.
No.
You touch it once and it's good.
Exactly. Right? Secondly, the reason I would mine 5%, 20%, whatever percent you want to mine 100%, fucking go for it. The reason I would do it is because, somewhat to Kevin's point, it is essentially a drug of a different type, but a drug nonetheless. If we have to have a...
Oh, don't be getting old Jeff Sessions on me.
Hold on.
Be careful.
You are really trying to break him today, aren't you, Matt?
If we succumb to the requests of a certain percentage of our population that believes they need to have this feeling from this substance, or they're going to revolt and it's just going to be the end of our society and how, and the entire way our country works.
Right.
That is fucking ridiculous. And I really want to lock your asses up, or at least put you somewhere with a padded room.
Yeah, he went Jeff Sessions.
Hold on. That's the way I feel about it.
Good, good people don't smoke marijuana.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
That's just my opinion. Does. He's dropping his mic in a mic stand over here.
I wouldn't necessarily act upon it. But my major driving influence in this was...
I keep seeing Jeff Sessions' face, man. Fuck yeah.
Was what Matt said about the Middle East and oil. Everybody in the world bashes America for being this shitstorm of a country that we are. In most recent light, what's happening in politics right now. Let's see what happens to them when we are no longer involved in the petroleum wars. Let them fight it out. We've got this substance. We can run our shit. You all deal with that fuck mess. They're already starting to deal with some of the fucking fuck mess right now. Let them fight it out. We're not going to lose anything from it. There might be some turmoil that we have to keep our eye on that could potentially endanger us.
I mean, look, you know, at worst, like, a country would be like, you know, we're going to take it.
Yeah, you're like, I think we would be public enemy number one.
And, well, fucking aren't we already?
Yeah, yeah.
And and look, at the end of the day, we spend 10 times more than the next 10 countries combined in the military.
Just imagine our military if we're not spending it on energy.
If we can power Los Angeles,
right?
Yeah.
With 1 pound of this substance
for 10 years.
For 10 years, imagine what type of decimating weapon we could make with it.
I mean, look, fuck even making a weapon out of it. Just like the car said, just the fact that you free up that much money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like if they wanted to come at us, If they didn't, like...
We would have an army full Iron Man.
If they didn't go on about their lives, and we just kind of step back and let them all deal with the fact that they now need to find a replacement for fossil fuel, and we were just like, you know, had our fucking hands in our arms.
Oh, we'll help them out in a few years.
We ain't doing nothing.
No.
You know, we got to pay off that debt.
Even if that was the case, even if that was the case and somebody said, oh, well, you can't hoard that to yourself... Yeah, we can. It's on our land. Oh, well, we're going to come take it. All right, try.
It's funny you say arc reactor because all of this sounds like having Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds exactly like having Iron
just
Man.
Just not clay, just an arc reactor.
You can't touch it. You can't do anything to it.
We could make the Avengers. We would have
Or
essentially the Avengers.
Our fucking military would be full of, like, you know, Iron Man, Spider Man's, mm-hmm. Master Chiefs.
Yeah,
like,
we'd have a
just
fucking
hand it to Elon Musk. Do what you need to.
We'd have a shit ton of exosuits powered by this shit in our military, powering our military vehicles, all of our other weaponry. If we really needed to do that, I'm not saying we would. Again, if I'm the president in the situation,
we'd have to.
If I'm the president in the situation, I will do everything in my power to prevent it from going that far because no one country in this world should have that much power. They just shouldn't.
I don't know. I mean,
no one man should have all that power.
Right, yeah. Fuck that song.
See, I agree with you guys, but I don't think that it takes some time. Get your shit figured out once this stuff is mined and things are running a hell of a lot better. Because if it can power Los Angeles for 10 years, a pound of that could power most other states for 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, take some time, figure it out, and with the debt that we have, you become the power distributor for the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point.
Whether you're synthesizing it or not, like, start selling it off at half a pound a piece, and it'll power other countries
for
a long period of time, and all of a sudden, now, you've completely killed the oil industry in the Middle East. They're broke.
That's why I think it's a bigger problem than we're letting on. Like, I think we would be the superpower just off energy alone, but the military would have to be beefed up, because when you have something that everybody else wants, there are quite a few people that will plot to take.
Look, I know the events of recent history have kind of like skewed this, but I mean, it's always been of my mind, why do you think we have the military we have?
Yeah.
Because economically, we are still the superpower.
Yeah.
We don't fucking, you know, we do have something that everyone wants. We have actual prosperity,
mm-hmm.
you know, comparatively speaking. You know, there's a statistic that's thrown out there that if you make $32,000, you are the 1%. You are the 1% of world population, but you are the 1%. Like, we already have what everyone else wants. That's why we're so hated, among other legitimate concerns.
Yeah.
Recent things brought to light that are actual solid critiques. But
your point is noted.
Yeah. But you know, it's just it would possibly exacerbate that. But at the same time, you know, like Kevin was like leading on. You know, we're $20 trillion in debt. How many pounds of this shit do we have to get rid of before that debt's gone?
Yep.
Yeah, but
then everything else is surplus. The only problem with that is the minute you hand it off to another country, they're going to start synthesizing it too.
Well, not only that, but as soon as you start using this material to pay off our global debt, we have no allies. There is no need for those countries to care about what happens to us once we pay them back.
No, I disagree, because if you look at it politically speaking, even the way it stands now with our debt, our allies still need us a hell of a lot more than we need them. Even if we sold them a pound of it and they started synthesizing it, who cares? We still had the original. Our debt's gone. We're sitting pretty. If something else happens where another country comes in and attacks our ally, we're still going to go over and help defend them, because we still are the military superpower. It doesn't matter what energy crisis-wise they have. I'm not saying we should always count on them always needing us, that they're always going to come to us when they need something. But in the grand scheme of things, why does it, if they get this synthesized thing, that they're all fuck the U.S. at that point? Like, there's still going to be trade routes that still exist. There's still going to be goods that go back.
Kim Jong Un is still going to be fucking testing bombs near Guam. Yeah. You know, like.
Well, my point is, once I understand what you're saying, like trade routes and like import export businesses, I understand all that. But once we pay back what we owe, if we were to stop purchasing and importing goods, it really wouldn't matter to them.
No.
It wouldn't matter to them at all.
It wouldn't.
They would have no concern for our well-being, because they have this material now.
Mm-hmm.
They can use it in their armies. Well, they can use it in their daily lives.
That may be true, but just like Matt said, our way of life is totally different from theirs. We would then easily be...
But that doesn't matter to them when they have this...
Yeah, because the money got to go both ways.
When they have this material, if they have this material, our way of life does not matter to them, because they all think that their way of life is the good way of life, the way life should be, and they're going to use this material to fight for it. Now, I would love to use the Good Samaritan response and say, oh, if I was the president of the United States, I wouldn't mind 5%. I would mind 100% of all this material that we could find, and I would share it with the whole world so we would have clean burning energy and not have to burn fossil fuels, and we could save the planet. It wouldn't fucking help.
That's the answer I give my kid, but that answer doesn't work.
See, it would not help.
There's always going to be conflict. I'm not saying that that's not going to happen, but I'm not saying give them
10 pounds of it to pay off our debt so they can bolster their army. Don't sell it to North Korea. We're not really friends with Saudi Arabia or Russia. Don't put them on your top list of people to sell it to.
Okay, well, one thing we're... As we close the Joint Chiefs of Staff meeting, I guess we're all in agreement that we're all mining it.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know how we're going to fuck the rest of the world quite yet.
I still feel like Klosterman was looking for... there was something else there to that question. I almost feel like there's a line there to compare it to the Indians and oil and sacred land. I'm feeling like there was a reach there that we didn't explore, but I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not religious, so I would never even go for that to begin with.
Yeah.
Next week's Banquet of Lovers.
Ooh.
That's a short one. Every person you have ever... Oh, yeah. I've read this one before. Every person you have ever slept with is invited to a banquet where you are the guest of honor. No one will be in attendance except you, the collection of your former lovers, and the catering service.
I've been to that party before.
After
shit fucking sucked.
After the meal, you are asked to give a 15-minute speech to the assembly.
There's a family reunion joke in there somewhere.
What do you talk about?
All right. That was years ago. I was separated at the time, so that I don't know what I talk about now.
That's
Go ahead.
That's a fucking rough one, dude. I'd be scared. Some of them would look around the room and be like, "Wait, really?
You?
Yeah."
All right.
There's a. I'll just put it this way: there is a gradient. It is not like it is not a room full of sevens. There's a spectrum.
There's a hobo at Jack's party.
Should be an interesting conversation next week.
No, it's not a hobo anymore. Remember, he cured homelessness.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
For the good of the people.
Sometimes you gotta do that, man. Donate your thing.
Hell yeah, man. She's looking like New Hulk. Got a nose job. Got her eyebrows done.
Yeah. Slay. I can't find it. I can't freaking find it. I should have pulled it up a minute ago. All right, here we go. All right, so you guys last week went over very well with the What You've Been Playing segment, and it looks like we got an overwhelming response again. So you're going to be the star of the show for a few minutes, okay? So let me go down this list. Please pardon if I butcher your name, which I don't think we have any tough names. All right, first and foremost, oh shit, I never answered Jordan. where did Jordan? This is not going well. All right, okay.
Show prep.
First and foremost, my cousin Chris hit me up and said, hit us up and said he is playing NBA Live 18 demo. He's also playing Dead Rising 3 and Watch Dogs for the first time. Playing both, but this live demo is nice. I did ask him, how is it? Is it okay? Does it compare to NBA 2K? And he said it's okay. He might get both, which is kind of shocking. So I might have to play that demo.
That's the one that we talked about last week with the WNBA inclusion?
Yeah, that's the game.
Okay. Now,
the demo's out there, though.
Look, I'm not hating at all. But you have to be...
But I'm going to start hating.
Yep.
You have to be a serious ball fan
to play both,
to get both.
Yeah,
you know, like back in the day when there were two football games and that brief period where 2K and EA were fighting it out for hockey.
Well, you know what happened then? What happened was people were buying the game they really wanted and buying the other game because their friends played it.
Yeah,
I mean, because NFL 2K,
well, and the other thing too was like back in those like 5 years or so, four or five years where that, you know, there was 2K and EA basically going at it every year. One of them would do something really awesome in their game.
And the other one
would screw it up. And the other one either would screw it up or just wouldn't have something as awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the next year it would seesaw. Like, yep. That's how it worked until EA bought it all up.
Yeah. Next up is Ed Cabba. Oh, shit. Fuck. Eh.
All right.
All right. They're part of the Facebook wall.
I was like, they're hitting us up on Facebook. Exactly. You're going to see their name.
If you're look, to
if you're in the fucking group, we're probably going to say your name.
Okay, yeah. Look, disclaimer. If you don't want us to know to say your last name on the show, put that in your response.
Let us know. Okay.
If you're, yeah, if you, you know, just in case you're looking, in case you're like running from like alimony or fucking child support payments, or
to be fair, I think we've already said his name before on the show.
Yeah, Ed is like a reoccurring theme here.
Yeah.
All right, he's playing Battlefront Metro Redux and still working on Evil Within.
Hey, me too.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you were playing that. Clearing out that backlog.
Yep.
Drew Cunningham. I still can't get enough of zombies on Call of Duty. They had zombies on the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the one that had Kevin Smith in it.
Oh, okay.
And God, I hate that I know that much about Kevin Smith.
I am always playing Overwatch, which I might have to hit him up on. Don't want to buy any more games for now because I know that when Destiny comes out, it is all I will play. You will have to hit us up, buddy.
Now, he plays on Xbox.
You will not hit us up, buddy.
He can hit me up.
Yeah, you can hit... Actually, yeah, hit Kevin up. He's going to need help.
Yeah.
What the hell are you trying to say?
You're by yourself. That's yeah, all. Kevin,
have fun with those solo Nightfalls.
You're by yourself.
Kevin, is Ashley getting it? You no. Suck at Destiny, okay. Is what we're saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is.
Katie.
Go suck a dick, Jack.
Katie's problem is still there in a big way. Destiny pushing 900 raid clears.
Jesus Christ.
Before D2. She's playing Overwatch and trying to finish Horizon Zero Dawn. She needs to get on that.
Yeah,
Katie. Far too dedicated for...
Oh, my God.
She'll get nothing for that 900 number.
We need to get an intervention going for her to finish Horizon.
To get that done.
Once Destiny comes out,
Going because we're going to need her help.
Well, I'm not saying that. Yeah. Just get an intervention in. She's only got 2 weeks.
Katie, 10 years from now, you will tell somebody about, I cleared 900 raids in Destiny, and they're going to say, what the fuck is Destiny?
Oh,
that's true.
And the other thing,
some people might.
The other thing too, Katie, I don't even know if she listens to the show or not.
I think she's off and on.
There is a new DLC for Horizon that you're going to want to play after you play the base game, and it comes out in November. I know we're going to be playing Destiny, but still, you got to get through Horizon. It's fucking awesome.
Get that done, man.
I got to finish that game too.
Fuck, I lost it. All right, here we go. Eddie is, our boy Eddie was asking about the Xbox One X and the PlayStation 4 Pro. He is playing Ages of Mayhem, which someone else here is playing, which we'll be talking about here in a second. And also, which will kick off out what you've been playing with, Maddie decided, not Maddie P. Oh, shit. Sorry, I did this last week. Maddie P. Mm-hmm. Starts the thread. I never read his what you've been playing.
Oh.
And he's playing Sonic Mania.
That's what you get for being a free employee.
Interns get no respect.
You get less scrutiny, yeah. Not more.
And actually, I'm gonna have to hit him up on that because I think I might pick that up whenever it goes on sale. Because I think he's.
I mean, it's
on
already
Switch.
Cheap.
How much it costs?
$20 on Xbox.
I don't think he's playing on Xbox, is he?
No,
is
I'm just Switch? Saying. I'm just saying that the game is $20.
I ain't paying $20 for Sonic.
Nah, yeah, I ain't feeling that. Not even a little bit.
Maybe 10.
I mean, for that game, I mean, that's one of the...
How much did you spend on that Pac-Man game?
Pac-Man, I'd spend $30 on it. I'm just saying.
I don't think it was $30.
I think it might have been 15.
I think it was 15.
Championship DX?
So, yeah. I mean...
It was 15.
Which one are you talking about? Because two. Championship DX, I bought and didn't play.
No, the one that's
the
not,
one that I like so much.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Dakar, the one that you play and like, not the one that you bought and never touched.
Yeah, the one I
obviously bought. Obviously, the one that you talked about.
I think it was $15. Actually, that might have been cheaper.
You might have got that.
Might have been cheaper.
You might have got that on sale, but I think it launched at 15.
I think
$15.
I think you said something about getting it for $10 on sale.
Okay. So yeah. I mean, I love it. $10, but for a Sonic game, though.
I mean,
nah.
The Sonic.
I still want to play it, but
out of the games that they announced from the Sonic camp, I think this is going to be the best one.
Yeah, I mean, the internet's on fire about this game. Like, they're liking this game.
Yeah. I mean, $20 is worth it. If it came out at 60, I'd tell them to pound yeah, sand. Yeah,
the exactly. best Sonic game of the ones that we've gotten.
No, the ones that were announced.
You can polish a turd, Kevin.
I try.
Box quotes. All right, so the last one was Matt is playing No Man's Sky. We're going to go into that, and then we'll talk about Angels of Mayhem, and then we'll talk about a little game called Hellblade. How are we on time?
We're good.
Time.
We got 5 minutes.
Let's do it.
They came out with an update last week, and it was right around the year anniversary, and I was curious to play it. Really, initially, just to see if it, you know, if it looked any better, just to see if it, like, the worlds look more fleshed out, and they do, maybe not to the degree that you want them to be, still not to the degree that the, you know, E3 demos showed. But there, it seems to be like there's a little more there. I started a totally new game. They've added a bunch of shit, you know, like different, and this has been throughout the year, but they added a bunch of shit, like as far as farming and, you can buy a freighter now.
Okay.
So like your freighter is literally in space and you can like dock multiple ships to it. Mm. And I think now I can't say that it's going to hold my attention, but I don't think I really care about trying to find the center. Like, I think what I'm going to try to do with this game is try to make this... I want to see if this can be like Minecraft 2.0 for me.
That's what we were hoping for, though, right?
Where it's like, you know, I'm good with, like... You know, I have these two or three solar systems I can bounce in between and do everything I need to do and, you know, just try to, you know, build something out of nothing. And, you know, since they've added, like, base building and all-terrain vehicles to, like, drive, like, on the surface of planets so you don't have to constantly, like, get in your ship and then fly 10 feet and then, you know. They've added a bunch, so, like, I just wanted to try it again. And, for now, it's holding my attention, but I kind of still feel like I'm not sure the sour taste will completely leave my mouth.
That's what I was going to ask you. I'm wondering if with all the work they did, and I saw the screenshots of what they've done, and it does look a little better. It looks remarkably better. Flash sale, $10. PlayStation 4, do you buy it?
At right now?
$10, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no. For $10 now?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Yeah. Because $10 now, with the stuff they've included in a year, isn't 60 with nothing.
Yeah.
Like we got last year.
They said there was a story mode to it. Have you experienced that at all yet?
No, because what I'm doing now is just trying to find, like, the different, like, monoliths for, you know, there's, like, multiple different alien species, mm-hmm. and you find monoliths from that species, and you can learn words, so you can understand what they're saying better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying, I found, like, two or three solar systems, I just found one last night, too, in close proximity that are all, like, Corvax-based solar systems. So I'm literally just floating in between them because I think that was part of the problem with the first game is that every time you jump... it literally is...
Part of the problem.
Yeah. Freudian slip, yeah. But, you know, understandable. But, like, part of the problem is you never actually learn enough playing. Like, you feel like you're going to go through it a little faster than what you actually go through it. So, like, now that 90% of the vitriol is gone from my brain, I can kind of be like, all right, well, you know, let me, like, take a crack at this. Because that, you know, buying freighters and buying bigger ships and farming and building bases, that is all, like, pretty similar to Minecraft, just with a prettier skin on it.
Yeah.
So I would like to see that, but, so far, like, I'm playing it. Like, I'm sure it'll be one of those games that, like, I can, at best, it'll be a game that I jump in and out of in between.
Yeah.
Just like Minecraft was. Minecraft was never my soul. I play Minecraft. You know, it's just, I play Minecraft with, like, you know, lowercase letters.
Mm-hmm.
Lowercase Minecraft. Like, you know, it was my background game. And that's what this will be for me.
Of all the questions I could ask right now, I want to ask this one. Kevin, you asked if he had played story mode, mm-hmm. which is apparently something new that was added.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the whole purpose of this game to begin with.
There was no actual guided path or story in the game. That was the goal, to constantly jump through, find items, like Minecraft. Mm-hmm. It was literally Minecraft in space. You were just going around trying to find things to increase your storage capacity and to make it to the center of the universe.
Yeah, like,
there was nothing really telling you, here you are. And let's outline. Go here to this thing and check this out.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I knew that. But then, like, when you get to the center, nothing happens, right?
Well, when you get to the center...
I thought it opened up a new galaxy or something.
Yeah, it essentially starts you back at a different galaxy doing the same thing.
Okay, fuck that. Yeah. So now they've put a story mode into it? When the whole draw about the game was not having a story, and it was...
It was something about... Or they called it Atlas Rising, is the update, yeah, or something like that. And that's part of the story. Atlas is something in the game where you choose the Atlas path, which kind of gave you a little hint on which way to go, but didn't really restrict you. And I don't think it restricts you even now, but there's some sort of overarching story that you're talking to people or alien races trying to figure something out with this Atlas company and these Atlas passes.
It's almost like the Atlas... The Atlas is almost kind of like a religion.
Okay.
If you'd think about it in those terms, where it's like, you know, this, it's more about the journey than the end, which I find fitting considering the end is literally just the beginning of this game. But like I said, put that out of your mind. Don't play for that. Like, you know, a year in, I cannot be obsessed with getting to the center of the galaxy. I can just be like, okay with having my corner of it. And, you know, having, like, a really good rapport with these aliens and finding the things I want to find within these couple solar systems. And the way the game's set up, within a couple solar systems, you can find all the materials you want to find. You don't have to do the, maybe one day, fucking years down the road. That was one thing they did add that is, I haven't found them yet. They've added portals. So you can literally go back to your home world if you want to.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can establish a base, and, like, so I could have a base in this solar system, and whenever I find these portals, once I'm advanced enough, I could go back to my home world and then back to where I started again.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, that makes it a little easier to have, because that was one of the things that was missing in the game was you had no home base. You had a ship. That was it. So, like, if you couldn't carry it on your ship, you couldn't take it. And, you know, that's one thing that's different and better. You know, I don't think that they got a lot of flack in the beginning for obvious legitimate reasons.
Yeah.
They didn't give you the game that they were promising you. Other games did that too, and people have better feelings about them. Destiny. Yep. Like, thanks. You know,
Things would have gone a lot better for them if they would have released it as an early access game for maybe $30 or $40 and started with that premise of this is a work in progress instead of this is a finished product and we'll just patch it later.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You don't want to talk about anything.
I don't.
Well, all right. Let's just move on. You good?
Yeah. That's it.
Agents of Mayhem?
Yeah. I hadn't been keeping up.
Who made this again?
Volition.
Saints Row.
Yep.
Okay.
Apparently, I haven't experienced this yet because I never actually played Gat Out of Hell, but apparently there was some teaser or hint to this game, or in some way they're tied in the same universe. It's not literally like Saints Row by any means, but it's definitely got their brand of humor. It's definitely...
Is it a GTA clone?
No, I'd say more it's a Crackdown clone.
Okay.
Than anything.
So was Saints Row.
By the
Saints
time...
Saints Row was more of a GTA at the beginning.
At the beginning.
Yeah, the first two. Yeah.
But yeah, by the time you had Matrix powers, it's kind of all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It. Every character has their own special ability. You can you start with the first three, and then as you progress through the game, I'm in Seoul right now. They'll bring in other agents that you can play with, so you can mix and match your squad of three that you take with you on every mission.
Oh, okay.
I haven't played that far into it.
So you hop, but you can hop between the three?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just literally hit left or right on the D-pad, and it'll switch. The first three you get are the ones they showed in the original trailer. It's the guy Hollywood, the chick Fortune.
Are they together, or are they off doing their own thing?
The way it worded it in the very first mission, you were playing one character to a certain point, and then it would switch you to the second character in another area. You'd play him to the same point. Then you'd play the third character. But when you're actually just playing the game, it's literally just you hit a button, and you'll hear him talking in your radio while you're playing, and they'll beam out like Star Trek, and another one will pop in.
Okay.
So where you're at?
Where you're at.
Okay.
So all right. it's literally just character switching.
I was about to lose my shit. I really was. It's because not... somebody should be fucking sued. But yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
you beat me to it. But yeah, it was kind of like.
But and then since I haven't played that far, I only unlocked one extra character, and that one just you go to a mission start point with your original three, and they'll go away, and the next one you'll pick her up somewhere else, and you'll just be running with one for a while. And most of the originals are all gun based, like the Hollywood guy's got an assault rifle, the Fortune girl from the trailer has like two SMG or rapid fire pistols. And hardtack, the
dual
third guy.
Wielding? Yeah. That is so 2005.
Yeah. they have the third guy
somebody
has a shotgun.
Somebody somebody.
But the...
That's like... That's volition shit, man, isn't it?
And, just ripping ideas.
And then
I'm
the
sorry, Kevin.
Third
you know,
character has a bow and arrow.
Dick.
Why?
I that's all I do on this show. Like, I think I need to listen to the old shows. All I do is fuck with Kevin. I think that's what I do. I'm sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
No, I'm not. Used to it by now. I don't care.
Jeez, man.
But I'm going to play some more of it. It's definitely got the Saints Row humor. You'll definitely...
That was one thing I always really liked about... Mm-hmm.
It's not the over-the-top stuff that was in 3 or 4, but it sometimes it can get there. Like, the characters will just start screaming, like, obscenities at some point. It's like, oh, fuck, I just screwed this up.
Yeah. What was the one Saints Row? Was it the last one that the end of it was like all of them, and it was like the Soul Train
dance line,
no. And they're doing it.
Oh,
to,
yeah.
You
never finished that?
I haven't played a Saints Row
and look,
game since
it's,
the first one.
This is how we do it, is playing. Dude, it's like, and like, even the bad guys are in the Soul Train. It was like, it's so, like...
I think the bad guy does the worm down
there. Yeah, he does. It's like so uncharacteristic of a video game, but like, it was like a super, like, awesome ending to, like, such a ridiculous game.
Oh, my God.
And I think that...
And Keith David was in it. And that dude could never be in anything bad.
No.
And the reason why I think they did Saints Row 4 the way they did was I think they were just done with Saints Row. Because the way that game opens up, they blow up Earth. Like, everything's gone. And then I believe the Gat Out of Hell, like, standalone game that you played kind of resets everything, but doesn't do much other than that. And apparently Gat is in this game somewhere. His character appears in there.
So they,
I don't know.
They do own Saints Row.
Yeah. Well,
like
Deep
Volition
Silver.
Bought...
Volition had it. Deep Silver bought them and the IP.
Good. Okay. Good. Okay.
So there won't ever be any future fuckery of like...
We can't
make a Saints Row game again because...
They're not doing it strictly out of choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they want to do something else.
The only downside was that the Saints Row and the Red Faction universe were tied together with the Altor Corporation was in Saints Row 2 and 3, I think.
Yeah.
They were owned by
and
the same company.
They don't, Deep Silver didn't pick up Red Faction. That went to, I think, Nordic.
Mm.
So.
That's defunct. They can have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
busy on Darksiders.
Yeah.
They're,
get that right.
Yeah.
The game itself isn't 100% perfect. And like some of the sprint things that they do in the game while you're running kind of restricts and gives you less movement, and the driving isn't 100%, but that's never been what those games were about.
Neither were the Saints Row.
Yeah.
Driving was always sucked in Saints Row,
mm-hmm.
and running was always a pain in the ass in Saints Row.
Yeah.
But
the only thing I think I'm missing is maybe some of the random weapons will appear later. Primarily, you're just running around with the guns, but it was always fun to screw around in the Saints Row games, like when they gave you the 9-foot-long dildo bat or the alien anal probe. Like, there were just random things that you could do that didn't make any sense that were just fun to do it because it was a playground.
Yeah.
But in lieu of, like, not having Crackdown, because that's what this really feels like right now, it's a foul-mouthed Crackdown.
That's cool.
Like, I haven't seen... There are things to collect, but it's not, like... Agility orbs, driving orbs, stuff like that. It's like, collect 10 of this thing and you get another upgrade canister.
Okay.
Or random civilians you'll find. And like one I found was tied to a bomb on top of a roof. And in Saints Row style, you have to put something that protects the citizen around and then shoot the bomb. And then they just gone, fly away into the ether or whatever. But overall, it seems fun. I'm not like I said, I only got a chance to play maybe four missions.
Is this your commitment now? Because you got some games recently over the last month. It sounds like this is the one you're going to main.
I mean, I still play Fortnite. I log into that every day, at least to get the rewards that are daily, and I'll play.
Kevin, don't ever have children. I still log into this every day.
That goes away.
That's fucking gone. I wanted to ask you, was this full price?
Yeah.
60?
Yeah, that one's 60. I was listening to all the podcasts talk about, because I honestly literally forgot that it was coming.
That's what I was going to ask you. I felt like this just snuck out.
I started hearing all the podcasts this week, and it was like, oh, yeah, the Agents of Mayhem coming out tomorrow, all this other stuff. And as I was going down to Ashley's on, like, Monday or whatever, I'm sitting there with my phone screwing around. I'm like, let me just go see how much it is. And I click it, and I'm like, all right, well, let's see if I have any account balance left on Microsoft. I click it, and I'm like, oh, shit, I don't have to pay anything. All right, bye.
All right,
I had like $75 sitting in the Microsoft account. I'm like, all right.
Don't say that too loud, dude.
It's gone now.
I want to buy hacking your account.
Good luck.
All right. You're up.
Yeah. If you like Saints Row, it's worth a play.
Yeah, I will check that out because I always did kind of enjoy those games in spite of their flaws.
Well, I'm playing Hellblade. I did play Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice.
It's already over?
Yeah, it's already
over. You beat it?
Yeah.
I think it's only supposed to be like a 6 to 8 hour game.
Yeah, because he came out like a month or two ago saying that he was going to charge $30 because it's about a $30.
Oh, that's the game. That game looks fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. They sold me something that I didn't think I was buying. I thought I was buying...
Hack and Slash?
Yeah. And that's not what happened. I'm playing a walking simulator.
Really?
Yep. There's combat in it. There's combat in it that's going to drive you crazy because it's so stiff. And that's what she said. It's so stiff and you can't get around enemies. There's so many times where like they throw four enemies at you and you can't get around them to protect yourself.
Yeah, I heard it had like... I've read some things that it had, like, the Dark Side. Or Dark Side. What the fuck's that game? God damn it.
Darksiders?
Yeah, no. The game that fucking everybody hates because it's so goddamn hard.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Souls. Dark Souls. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It has that problem.
That's what I felt like
where
it was.
In order to give you control, you actually feel like you have less control.
Yep. But I will say this. As far as the way the game is presented to you, presentation, is that one of our categories? That may win it there.
Yeah, I saw just like, I was watching just like the demo or the, just like the credits intro when you're like, you're paddling on a boat. And I was like, Jesus Christ, that looks really
It
pretty.
Looks great. They even before, the and disclaimer I, is, mm-hmm. they tell you that, the first thing they say on the screen is that, they had a mental illness advisor,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of hate they told me that, mm-hmm. because that would have left me thinking whether or not this chick was crazy or whether or not like these things are actually happening. Saying that definitely puts you in the mindset of what kind of experience am I going to have.
Yeah,
she got voices in her head. Mm-hmm. They actually suggest that you play this game with headphones on.
I was going to ask you if you were.
And that's the only way you could play it. Like, really? You could play it on a TV screen. But it was awesome to have those voices in your head, like voices like you're going somewhere and you hear yourself saying, she's not going to do it. She can't do it. She's going to lose. And the other one is like, no, she can't lose because if she loses, we die. Mm-hmm. And those conversations are going back and forth throughout the whole game, which is fucking awesome. That's really freaking sweet.
And from what I read in some of the initial reviews of this game is that the sound was recorded in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
So playing it with headphones is the best experience because not only would you get that clearer stereo sound, but it's directional. Directional to the point where it's fucking like, you know, the Call of Duty comparison. You can hear footsteps
and
know which direction they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
This shit makes that look like fucking Atari.
And I didn't pick up on that. He's 100% right, because there are no visual cues in this game. So, like, when I told you I was getting boxed in while I was fighting guys, fighting people, watch out. There's somebody behind you. Turn around. You know, like, you, everything is your, is the part of voices in your head. You have to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
You can't play this game on silent.
I also heard that a top billing for this game and opening credits goes to somebody that was, like, a mental health advocate.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's more about telling that story about mental health more than it even is a walking simulator.
Very cool experience. Is it worth $30? I don't think so. Especially with the way they sold it to me, because I was expecting to get Heavenly Sword.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that. I got a walking simulator. And for $30, as beautiful as the game is, that's fine. If you want to spend $30, fine, but I would wait until it's on sale for $20
and feel a little better. And about they should have been a little more honest about how they were selling.
Yeah, because I want to say I read box art, well, box quote saying spiritual successor to Heavenly Sword, and that's not true at all.
Okay,
it's not true at all.
When was Heavenly Sword previous gen?
Yeah,
PlayStation 3.
Close to launch, not launch, but close.
It was within the first year.
Yeah.
That was one of the first games I bought when I got a PS3. I never played that. Uncharted.
I got that with my PlayStation 3. It was a good game.
Yep.
It was a good game. But, yeah, I like it. And the reason why I was losing my shit when you were talking about that game, I'm playing Grand Theft Auto 5 now.
Hmm.
And all the stuff you were saying was sounding awful like, come on now.
See where you're coming from with that.
But also, like,
more like
steal their shit like 5 years later.
And again,
I mean,
those two, they go back and forth.
Yeah.
Those two go back and forth.
Well, trying to say that there's any type of validity to that, to them saying, oh, well, you took this from us, is like, then fucking id should be suing everyone for making first person shooters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then conversely, Rockstar should be suing everybody for making a third-person open-world game.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Look, we were talking about first-hand...
Sue everybody for damages.
Yeah. Oh, my neck and my back.
I'll sue you.
$25 a pack of envelopes.
Sounds so much like Mike Tyson.
Michael Tyson?
Michael Tyson.
Thank you, Jack.
Yep. There it is. I knew it as soon as he said it.
I'm so tired.
Oh, that, I think that'll do it, man.
Yeah, that's done.
All right.
Hold on. You didn't have anything, right? Still Destiny?
Yeah, a little bit of Destiny. I did play Splatoon for a few minutes at Kevin's house.
Damn it. Why didn't you say anything?
Because... you were talking.
Oh my God, Jack.
I was going to tell you earlier today, but you were still talking. Because that's what you do.
Yeah, I know.
You talk.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the unpopular opinion. I don't like it.
Yeah, he did play a single player level that was using an ink brush.
I don't like it.
It wasn't exactly the easiest level.
I don't like it. Where'd you play that, Kevin's?
Mm-hmm.
Did Virginia get it?
No.
No? Okay.
She says she might.
I think Maddie P. I told Maddie P. I think I'm gonna buy it right around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I got the fall starting. I'm not buying that game right now.
Yeah.
There was something else I played. And I don't fucking remember what it was.
It was the Gang Beasts game.
Oh yeah,
Gang Beasts.
Gang Beasts. It's stupid fun.
It is
stupid fun. I toe the line on whether I feel like the game is broken or just has intentionally terrible controls.
Okay.
It's not, the physics aren't great, but A, it's early access, and B, that's kind of what makes the game fun.
In parts, yes, that is true. The terrible physics make it that much more entertaining, but it's only when limbs bend the way they're not supposed to.
Like, I literally was in the middle of trying to, like, knock him out and throw him off something, and my character's arm would get stuck behind their head.
I'm thinking Grow Home.
Not as bad.
Okay.
Not as bad. Some of the climbing controls are kind of like Grow Home, because, like, you have to hold the jump button and then alternate your buttons you use for punching to climb. But
yeah,
even
that doesn't
still
work.
It's not foolproof. But, like,
it's
the
bad.
Fun part is it's like ridiculous Smash Brothers in a way.
On a PC.
Yeah, because you will, like, Jack will pick my character up after it's been knocked out and try to throw me off a ledge to take me out of the match. And if I wake up while he has me held up over his head, I can hold the buttons together to like grab onto something and drag him off with me.
Old school WWF SmackDown style.
Yeah, I mean, and it's all in weird environments that'll break apart sometimes. One of them has doors that open up underneath of you from shit dropping in the ceiling. Another one's a construction site where if you stand in one spot too long, the floor drops out of you.
Can you play this online?
Yeah.
Do you see this coming to consoles?
It's supposed to be coming to PS4 at some point. Okay. It's in early access still on PC. I don't know any updates. The rumor was they wanted to bring it to Xbox, but that it's a small dev studio and that keep it fresh for Xbox people kind of thing is screwing them up. But it might come later if it makes money and sells.
It's enjoyable for what it is.
It's definitely a party game.
I would put it at a $10 to $15 price range. Mm-hmm. That's about all you could charge because it's not a pretty looking game. The controls, like I said, I can't tell if they're broken or intentionally bad.
Right.
It's just $10-$15 is like that's pushing it.
Everything is just Gumby-looking characters that you put skins on, including Rick and Morty skins.
Yeah, I'm already saying that to me.
Gumby.
The other week.
But yeah, I did play something else. Can't remember what the fuck it was. Most of my time has been Destiny.
We're going to get that icebreaker this week.
I hope.
All right.
All right. For nothing.
Well, not for me, because, again, I'm trying to prep some cosplay stuff, and I'd like to have a couple of the Destiny Year ones, like a Gallarhorn, Icebreaker, you know, some of the staples.
Yeah, yeah.
The exotic staples, I guess.
Just so you can get the pretty 3D models of them.
Yeah, just have a prop made up. But, yep, that's about it. Again, thanks for listening. This was episode 124 of the 411 Gaming Podcast. Shout out to Billy Ray Ransom for producing another great show for us.
Shout out to Matty P.
Shout out to Matty P. for Facebook. And shout out to all the listeners. Again, thanks for bringing us the feedback on the page. Keep what you've been playing coming in every week. And, you know, give us what else you want to talk about. Give us some topics you'd like to hear us talk about on the show. Give us feedback. We'd love to hear it.
Give us drugs.
Give Matt drugs. Give me a hand job if you want. I'm not gonna
any
argue.
Psychedelics and marijuana. That's it. Nothing hard.
Jack only accepts hobo hand jobs. I almost said homo.
All right, that's the name of the show right there.
No, it's not.
I know.
No, it's not.
Still Michael Tyson. Fuck you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say it off air just in case. This was episode 124 of the 411 Gaming Podcast. As always, you can find us online at 411gaming.com, 411gaming@gmail.com, and 411gaming on your favorite social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Hit us up if you want to get online and play some games with us. Otherwise, drop us a line on the Facebook page. Till next week, we out.
Peace.
Bye.
A young Laura Croft that is all outdoors. That's the kind of girl I really fall out for. I even got her poster on my wall. When I see it, a reminder that I probably need to go out more. But fuck it, I'm unapologetic. If I see the XP, I gotta get it. The sweeter with the PSD, the diabetic. Take it in the cryogenic freezer. So when they wake me up 100 years later, I continue to beat her. Word to Jackie Fingers, peace to Zoltan. My boy Matt, keep a controller with both hands. Time popping up every 14 shows. Dad got the 411 and the 410. Let's go. Stop playing with me. Give me